Hello, I'm Margot Hammond with Radio St. Pete, and in the studio I have Loella Springman, a.k.a. the Punk Granny, and we're going to talk about all sorts of things. She has lots and lots of hats. She could actually open a millinery store. She has so many hats. So first, I'm going to describe her, and this is her description on LinkedIn. She's a fierce 50-plus postmenopausal certified personal coach specializing in growth mindset. She's founder of the Mindset Power Coaching, and she offers a holistic approach to empowering midlife women. She is passionate about helping women navigate change, boost their confidence, and embrace their boldness. And I think we can all learn from the Punk Granny. So first I wanted to ask, first I should tell you how I met the Punk Granny. Is those of you who have been following my broadcasts on Radio St. Pete, the last person I interviewed was Mary Corbett, who gave a talk at Creative Mornings. And she came in the studio to talk about that talk. Well, at that talk, I sat next to someone and I introduced myself and I said, so what do you do? And she said she was a life coach. And we're going to talk about that because she doesn't use that label anymore. But I didn't quite know what a life coach was. But then she told me she was the Punk Granny. And I said, now this is a woman we have to talk with. And so that's how the interview came about. So welcome to the studio, Loella.
Thank you.
Or Punk Granny.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
And you have created this persona of the Punk Granny on Substack. And you have a Substack account. So let's talk about that first so that people know how to get to you. You can people can subscribe to your Substack.
Yep.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. All they need to do is go to substack.com or download the app and search for the Punk Granny and you'll find me. And there it's pretty much a mind dump, for lack of a better word.
That's what Substack's good for.
Exactly.
It's kind of a blog. I do a blog called Creative Late Bloomers, so I'm not on Substack. I'm hoping to migrate to Substack because it really seems like a very friendly, open place. Mm-hmm. Now, if you do subscribe, I went on it, $6 a month, you get a Quick Shifts workbook. Tell us about that. Tell us about the work.
Yeah. So if you sign up as a paid subscriber, I just recently created a quick shift workbook. It's a quick little short 9-page PDF with two exercises that are formulated with powerful questions to help you basically go from point A in your emotions to point B. So if you feel stuck in a certain emotion and not certain why, the workbook's intended to dive into, okay, what is the emotion? You know, what can we do with this? Where do we go from here? And because I found for myself in my own personal self-coaching that over time, you know, there's lots of great exercises out there. But for me, I always go back to, okay, what's the mindset? I started with learning about growth mindset from the wonderful book that was written by Carol Dweck back in the 90s and learning about growth mindset. And so I always go back to that. And I haven't found a lot of practical exercises for people, okay, because yes, those ideas are great. Yes, I understand those concepts. How do I use it? So that's
great.
What I'm trying to do.
I feel that way so much. We can get stay in the clouds with these things, but we want to know, well, what do we do? What comes next? So that sounds great. Now, we talked about this term life coach, and you said that you were getting away from labels. I loved your comments about that earlier when we were talking. Tell me why you've decided maybe life coach isn't the label you want to use.
Well, first of all, I'm a contrarian by nature. I always have been since childhood. I'm a Sagittarius, so that's part of it. But I realized when I started my LLC Mindset Power Coaching last year that as I go out and network and I meet people and talk to people who are, you know, potentially interested in becoming a client, et cetera, when you say the word coach, there's an immediate perception. Somebody already has an immediate perception, whether that's because they, you know, have been
they're
listening
on a little league team, or
yeah, or they're, you know, they're fans of Brené Brown and Mel Robbins, those kind of people who are technically mentors. They're not technically what International Coaching Federation considers coaching, and it's an unregulated industry as well, which is has its pros and cons. I've met a lot of fabulous coaches in the area. We have a lot of skilled life coaches and mindset coaches, wellness coaches, etc. However, the downside is there's also a lot of fluff out there, and it's hard to weed through that.
Right.
And also, I realize, you know, there are so many, you know, experts in the area available, whether it's personal or corporate, et cetera. I don't want to be, I don't feel like that's where my skill set is. I learned over time that I love connecting with people and I love empowering people. That is what I want to
do. So the label, even though you said you don't like labels, what's the closest label you would use?
So today I landed on empowerment advocate.
I like that. Yeah. So, I promised, I said she has lots of hats, and I really mean this. So I'm going to give a little list here of who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Loella Springman, a.k.a. the Punk Granny, but here's what some of her labels are, and you can see why she wouldn't want to just land on one label. She's a mother and grandmother. I guess that's where the granny comes from. She's a dog parent. She was a former obedience trainer. I want to ask you about the difference between training dogs and people. She's a neurodivergent. That is an interesting word we could talk about. She says she's a deep thinker, silly, sarcastic goofball that refuses to take herself too seriously. She's a survivor. She's survived trauma, breast cancer, divorce. She's an avid reader. She likes romanticy. I guess that's romance novels?
Yeah. Romance and fantasy.
Oh, romanticy. Mm-hmm. Very good for romance and fantasy. She's, as we said, a certified professional coach. So she's a solopreneur. She's a tarot enthusiast. You use tarot cards or tarot, influence by tarot when you're dealing with coaching people or empowering people. You're a Marvel geek. And this one was really intriguing to me. You're a former aspiring actor. And we want to ask you about when you stood next to Idris Elba.
Oh.
A non-conforming, non-traditional, perpetual questioner doing what she can do to uplift people. So that's a nice long list. And so let's dive into some of these hats so we can flesh out who you are. So I am Margo Hammond talking to Loella Springman in the studios of St. Pete, Radio St. Pete. And we're going to dive into some of this background. Let's start with the Idris Elba, because I'm a huge fan of his.
Yeah.
So you were an aspiring actress. How did you end up standing next to him?
Well, actually, to be correct, I was sitting next to him. I was born and raised in Maryland, and I lived the majority of my life up there. And between D.C. and Baltimore. I was living in the Frederick area, I believe, when I did these few years of deciding to pursue something that I'd always wanted to do, which was acting. And I started like any other aspiring actor and found some extra work in the area. And this was during a time where they were filming The Wire. And
great show.
Yeah. And so I got a call that they needed an extra. I happened to be available. And, you know, my husband at the time was a fan of the show. I had watched it a little bit. So I was aware of who Idris Elba was, but he wasn't the big, huge household name here in the States quite yet.
That's right. Yeah.
And so I went, and it was a scene where they filmed in what was like, it was a former military base of some kind, and we were filming a prison scene. They had like, I guess you'd call it like a military prison that they were filming in, and I was playing the daughter. I was it was the visiting area, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and I was playing the daughter of another extra, and the main actors of the show were in the next booth next to us.
That's pretty close.
Yeah, the funny thing is...
Did you ever exchange any words with them?
No, because... We're told as we're not supposed to interact with them unless they approach us. Exactly. Yeah. Not supposed to interact. Now, when we did cut after the first take, I did turn and give him a smile. But what was interesting was like he didn't even look at me. Like he just grabbed his script and scooted his chair back and he dove right back into his script. And I was like, wow. Okay.
Dedicated guy.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite actors.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
But so
I hope to meet him again someday Isdris, remember when we worked together on The Wire?
That's great. So I do want to ask you what you think the difference in training a dog and training people are. And not that you train people, but what is the challenges between the two when you had to train dogs and now when you're interacting with people? What are the challenges that you face?
Dogs are easier. because dogs know what they want, and they're very aware, and they're very zen creatures.
But they're pretty much pleasers, aren't they, dogs?
For the most part, as long as the dog is, you know, healthy and safe. And the main thing I learned from dog training that I've taken into my coaching, what the very first thing I learned is that all mammals learn the same with a combination of both positive and negative reinforcement. Now, negative doesn't have to mean it has to be corporal punishment,
right?
You know, but the other thing, and along with that, that's very important, and again, it's just as important for people it is for dogs or any other mammal, is that a being needs to first make sure that they feel safe physically, emotionally, before any learning can happen, you know. And so that's one thing that I strive to do in my work as well, as and when I go forward and try to empower people, is try to just create this safe space. You're safe with me. I'm an I'm a very open person. I'm a curious person.
And that connection, which is, I think, important with animals too, that animals sense when you attempting to connect with them. So I want to ask you about this term neurodivergent. What does that mean?
Okay. So basically that just means that your thought processes differ from what's considered the norm. So anything that goes outside of the norm. So I was diagnosed years ago by my therapist at the time with CPTSD, complex PTSD, which is considered an acquired neurodivergence.
Coming from trauma?
Yeah. And over the years in doing more, you know, self-work and self-exploration, I do have suspicion that I have other forms, but I don't label them because I haven't been officially diagnosed. And, you know, so
but that's reassuring that when you're talking to people, I'm sure people feel, you know, you've been there in many of these areas that they're exploring, and you're not standing in judgment. You're standing from experience.
So. Yeah.
That's always good. Now, I have saved the best for last, the best hat for last. Is Luella, not only is this very interesting person who reaches out to people to empower them, but she is a musician in a quintet called the Hex Appeal. Now, I'm sure that the Hex Appeal comes from your love of tarot, and maybe your fellow musicians, but tell me, this is a Tampa-based band, and you've played at Curtis Hickson Park in Waterfront Park in Tampa. So tell us about how that formed and who are these people that you played?
Who are these beautiful people? Okay. Okay, I'll try to make this quick because this is quite a story. So Hex Appeal formed. We came out of Ladies Rock Camp, which is a program that was developed by Girls Rock St. Pete. If you're not familiar with Girls Rock St. Pete, please Google them, get on Facebook. Fantastic organization. They're St. Pete. And so we were part of the inaugural Ladies Rock Camp. And within the period of one weekend, they put all the campers together and divided us into bands. And in that weekend, in addition to doing a lot of workshops for our self-talk about empowerment, they empower. Girls Rock St. Pete knows how to empower youth and adults. So
terrific.
Yeah. So they put us together. But in addition to doing that work with us, we had to learn how to play an instrument. And some of the ladies never even touched an instrument.
Wow.
And we also had to, just like the girls do, we had to write and perform an original song.
Wow.
And we had to do it in a long
weekend. What was your song? What was the name of
it? It was called, and we still play it today, it's called Wilder.
And what do you do in the band? What's your...
So I play keyboards and vocals. So we have four of us like to sing. We all do vocals except for our drummer, KJ, but we'll get her eventually.
That's just terrific. I mean, I just absolutely love the name. So maybe I'm wrong in saying it's Tampa-based. So are the people that are in the band from Tampa or from all
they're
over
all St. Pete.
Oh, they're all St. Pete?
Yeah, okay. I'm actually the outlier. I actually come down from west of Tampa. I'm in the Carrollwood area. But I consider St. Pete my community. Because
that's terrific.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that organization. Well, you are one unique person. Now, I just want to point out that the band is called a Witch Punk Quintet. So I love that designation, and glad to know about the organization that birthed you. So thank you so much for coming into the studio. Is there anything else that the Punk Granny would like to say to the St. Pete audience?
Yes. Oh, I have to give a little plug to our next gig, because Hex Appeal will be performing at Janice Live.
Terrific.
As an opening act for the Girls Rock St. Pete 2025 concert, which is July 19th. And so...
So a month from today, July 19th.
Yes, isn't that... something.
So we'll all come out and hear the grannies.
And tickets are on sale now. They have early bird ticket pricing, so please get them now. It's a fantastic community night. It's not, you don't just get to see us play, you get to see all the youth bands play, and it's a great community vibe.
Okay, so we'll all go out to see the Punk Granny and sign up for her Substack. It's very interesting. And thank you so much for coming into the studio. This is Margo Hammond for Radio St. Pete. Thanks for listening.